welcome to our weekly Wānau Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Some of the all-time hits from 1951 include Jezebel by Frankie Lane, Bell Bell, My Liberty Bell by Guy Mitchell, and Mockingbird Hill by Patti Page. Here's vocalist Champ Butler with a vocal version of the Delwood Joe Fingers Car instrumental hit Down Yonder, released in June.
Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. Seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more every day, my mammy land. You're simply grand down yonder when the folks get the news. Don't wander at the hullabaloos. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy waiting down yonder.
Before Preps, a vocal group formed while at Hollywood High School with their novelty song, A Girl Without a Top, with orchestra conducted by Lincoln Mayorga from August 1964. And first up, songwriter, singer Paul Evans, also performing his novelty number, Happy Go Lucky Me, released on Guaranteed London Records, number 10 hit on Billboard from May 1960. George Formby also had a big hit across the Atlantic. Conway Twitty continues with his MGM single, The Story of My Love, reaching a modest number 28 on Billboard from February 1959, his follow-up to It's Only Make Believe. He had two more smash hits with Mona Lisa and Danny Boy from that year, followed by The Searchers with their second pie single, Sugar and Spice, reaching number 2 on the UK charts from October 1963. And the hits just keep on coming.
Darling, we're not very old, but there's a love story that has to be told. By stars above, I swear that it's true. It's the story of my love for you. It starts when you came into my life. You vowed someday you'd be my wife. Sweetheart, I thought the world of you. You made my world of dreams come true. The years may come and years may pass, and I reach the end of life's journey at last. Though time may change me, in some ways it's true, it could never change. Of history, then all the world will hear me cry. My love for you will never
There is the UK vocal instrumental group The Stargazers to perform their Scottish number A Gordon For Me with Prima Scala and his accordion band from December 1951, followed by The Drifters with the Atlantic London single Nobody But Me, the B-side of their number one hit Save the Last Dance For Me, with Ben E. King as lead singer from September 1960.
And trap people by.
One day when out walking he chanced to see a bonny wee lass wi' a glint in her ee.
Says he to the lass, will you walk for a while? I'll buy ye a bonnet and we'll do it in style.
My kilt is Mackenzie of the HLI. She looked at me shyly and said wi' a sigh,
a garden for me, a garden for me. You're no a garden, you're nae used to me.
The black watch a broad, the sea pots a gnaw, but the cocky wee garden's the pride of the maw.
Would be if she would consent to get married to me.
The day they were wed, the grass was so green, the sun was as bright as the light in her een.
Now we two bonny lasses who sit on her knee while she sings the song that she once sang to me.
A garden for me, a garden for me. If you're no a garden, you're nae used to me.
Who's gonna kiss you when it's kissing time?
Kissing time, kissing time.
And who's gonna hold you when it's holding time?
Holding time, holding time.
Who'll take your hand when there's a mountain to climb? Nobody but me. It's cold at night.
Cold at night, cold at night.
And who's gonna cool you when the sun is bright?
Sun is bright.
Who'll never let you get out of sight? Nobody but me. Friends all leave.
Friends all leave. Friends all leave.
And who'll make you happy so you'll never grieve?
Never grieve. Never grieve.
Who'll change your life if you just believe? Nobody but me.
British pianist Russ Conway begins the musical interlude with his version of the Duane Eddy hit Pepe from the film of the same name with Tony Osborne and his orchestra, a number 9 hit on the UK charts from January 1961, followed by US orchestra leader Percy Faith with his catchy tune Bubbling Over, released on Columbia Phillips Records from July 1954. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, this week spanning from the mid-30s to the early 70s. You can also download and listen to us online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, all one word. The Stand By Me man singer Tammy Wynette begins the country segment with her epic single Good Lovin' Makes It Right from June 1971. Followed by Hank Snow with his forgotten RCA Victor single, Tangled Mine, issued in July 1957.
I left it all behind.
And here is UK comedian singer George Formby to begin our vintage track with You're a Liar Tea with his ukulele and orchestra, recorded on January the 24th, 1937. His final recording was Happy Go Lucky Me, back with Banjo Boy in July 1960, before his death in March 1961 at age 57.
In prison for what I cannot tell, but I can say okay, I'll be inside my little cell. When they said we'll look after you, there's a nice soft bed and pajamas too. I sang you're a liety, you're a liety, liety, yeah. I order luncheon in my cell. When I want the waiter I ring the bell and I sing you're a liety, you're a liety, liety, yeah. Those do-re-mi fa so notes, I don't know what they mean. I can't sing high or low notes, so I just sing in between. The warder's wife sees I'm all right. When they locked her in by mistake last night, I sang, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety, yeah. The hooter on my car won't hoot, and as I have nothing else to toot, I sing, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety, yeah. I broadcast once at 10:30, and they thought it was Bing Crosby when I sang, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety, yeah. Those do-re-mi-fa-so notes, I don't know what they mean. I can't sing high or low notes, so I just sing in between. A sailor's wife who lives near me, and when her old man goes away to sea, I sing, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety, yeah. When in our carnival, Miss Green was all dressed up as the Virgin Queen, I sang, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety. I kissed a girl in a bargain store, and when I got more than I bargained for, I sang, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety. Those do-re-mi-fa-so notes, I don't know what they mean. I can't sing high or low notes, so I just sing in between. Now at a wedding yesterday, when they said, will you give the bride away, I sang, you're a liety, you're a liety, liety,
glad, let's be glad, whatever I
Moving up to the early 70s for UK vocal instrumental group Herman's Hermits, with Years May Come, Years May Go, reaching number 7 on the British charts from February 1970. Their only UK number 1 hit was I'm Into Something Good in August 1964. Jerry Lee Lewis, also known as The Killer, begins the rock and roll segment with his July 1957 Sun London single Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, reaching number 3 on the Billboard charts. His follow-up, Great Balls of Fire, peaked at number 2 and held that position for 4 weeks in December. And the hits still just keep on coming.
baby's got such a wild, wild walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a crazy little wiggle and a swing. When she takes a stroll, drivers lose control. It's become such a dangerous thing that she was banned in Boston, condemned in Cleveland, and banished from Baltimore. She is now a taboo in Philly and St. Louis, and Chicago doesn't dig her anymore. She gets a fire burning in me, like no other girl that I've met. When she holds me tight and we kiss goodnight, I'm telling you the thoughts I get. Would you be banned in Boston, condemned in Cleveland, and banished from Baltimore? There would be taboo in Philly and St. Louis, and Chicago wouldn't dig me anymore. Hey, all the girls are jealous of her, cause their fellas don't pay them no mind. Oh, they turn so green when she makes that scene. They have a petition signed to have her banned in Boston, condemned in Cleveland, and banished from Baltimore. She's now taboo in Philly and St. Louis, and Chicago doesn't dig her anymore.
We heard from television show host and singer Merv Griffin with his Carlton London single Banned in Boston with Sid Bass and his orchestra from January 1961. His biggest hits include I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts from 1950, I Love the Sunshine of Your Smile from 1951, and others. Sadly, Merv passed away in Los Angeles, California on August 12, 2007 at age 82. Petula Clark will close the show with Kiss Me Goodbye with Tony Hatch and his orchestra, an alternate take, reaching number 50 on UK charts from March 1968. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.